You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, though, we've got two very special guests in the studio. We've got Joe Randerson and Jesse Alsop. Morena, how are you both?
Morena.
Morena.
Good, thanks. Yeah, how are you?
Good. We've all just been talking about the humidity. It's just unavoidable in Auckland at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I went out to a show last night with my puffer jacket, which is a thing that I think only Wellingtonians do. Carried it around the whole night. People are like, you're from Wellington, eh?
Yep. Yes, I am.
It's too scary to leave home without your jacket down
you're
there.
You're just constantly
here.
Waiting for everything to turn.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about Captain Cook this morning. We're talking about a very cool play / walking tour that is happening. It's called Cook Thinks Again. And what's the deal with it?
Well, it's a walking tour. It's a hikoi around the waterfront. We've had one season in Pōneke in Wellington, where we're from. The performer is Tom Clark, who's an awesome Auckland-based actor, very funny guy. And I think we're just really, like, using this character as a way in, as Pākehā, to look at our own internalised racism and where we hold pockets of it, where it's uncomfortable. A lot of our sort of research conversations have come from, you know, that thing like people go home for Christmas and you sit at the family dinner table and you're someone and your family says something.
Yep.
Pretty racist, and how do I deal with this? How do we have a conversation around this that can move forward and not just go, you know, stuff you, whatever, uncle, and I'm leaving the house. So it sort of came from our own place of going, like, we want to upskill as Pākehā to have that conversation. And Cook was just like a handy character. Obviously, it was 250 years last year.
Yeah.
Of his, like, big commemorations, and there was a lot of really good dialogue around that, and a lot of stuff still to be said, you know, in this country. But now we sort of, like, it's 251 years, he's a bit off balance, it's not even like his year anymore, so he's like this sort of little guy trying to get some attention, and he kind of goes through his own journey. I think we use him as a way to like acknowledge, you know, all of that violence and wrongdoing that has happened, is still happening, is still implicit in our systems. But then to sort of kind of lead people to a place of going, like, well, we can do stuff now. Like, let's just start acting and not feel really defensive and angry about it.
I think that's such a good point, because kind of what you're saying about that, you know, you have these kind of moments as Pākehā when you come into contact with people maybe outside of the bubble that you might sort of exist in, where you think everybody's talking about decolonization, but it's not true. And how do you actually bridge that gap without just alienating people or backing your own self into a corner as well? It's a really tricky thing, and maybe art is the bridge that can help with that oftentimes.
Yeah, and I think comedy as well. Yep. Like, I'm sure we've talked about that before, eh? That when people are laughing, then they can be a bit loosened up, and then they go, I do that. Especially that's what Clown does. Like, this character, Cook, you know, gets to, like, hold some of those positions and then realise that he needs to shift them. And I think the audience could go, I could do that. Mm. And, you know, pronunciation is a big one, which I think, like you say, in our bubbles, some people are working hard on that and some people are not.
Yeah.
And some people are still actively, you know, complaining about giving things their sort of real names.
Mm.
So, just encouraging, I think, us as Pākehā to get a bit stronger in that space. Not, it's hard to say that word strong. That sounds like it's going to be, on a sort of violent edge of things. But I think just maybe more confident. It makes me think of Action Station. Do you know that outfit? So they do this thing called Tauimi Tautoko, and they're raising Pākehā to be in online spaces to kind of talk about racism when it comes up.
Mm.
And I really love the work that they're doing there. Like, they're going, it's going to happen, so how can you meet it in a more, like, loving and kind of questioning way? Like, oh, that's an interesting attitude. Like, where does that come from, that racist thing you said, rather than, like, you're a racist? So I think it's nice for Pākehā to grow skills there, especially in talking to other Pākehā.
Because also that's something that you always... hear from Māori activists and activists of colour is that so much of the load falls on the communities that are already marginalised to fix the problem, whereas if you really want to be an ally, that's what your job should be, is actually taking that load and saying, no, you don't actually need to be the person who necessarily moderates the comments on this Facebook post from someone's uncle who's like going off about whatever. Maybe that's something that I could do, because I, you know, it's not really fair for you to have to deal with that when it's actually your life that this is kind of impacting. Yeah.
Totally. And to stay in really good connection, I think, as we try and do that work. So we feel real lucky to work with Bonnie Tukiwaho up here from Taurima Vibes, who's
and
an amazing
director of the Fringe.
And director of the Fringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing performer. Like, he has just such skill as a performer and a person playing a character, so he's really great working with Tom on sort of that side of things, like how do you embody a character from the past?
Totally.
But also, obviously just in terms of holding and navigating that conversation, because you want to, and I know some people, you know, the word ally is up for discussion as well, whether that's a helpful word or not, but how do you be in that space and make sure that you're being helpful, you're not taking up space, just going carefully, eh?
Totally. Yeah. I want to talk a bit about clowning, because we have talked about that when you've been up in the past, Joe, but for some people it's still a bit of a mystery. What is clowning? When you talk about it in the context of Captain Cook and a walking tour, what does that actually look like?
Yeah, and clown, like, that is a practice that we come from, but also I know that can bring up lots of associations for people. For me, and especially like in this context of making work in Aotearoa, for me it means like sort of something bigger than life, something funny, someone who also maybe exaggerates their vulnerabilities. Often we think about sort of being more in the mindset of a child, like a sort of a 3-4-year-old child. I remember when my kids were about that age, you know, there's not a hiding that happens when, you know, if they want the cake, they go and they eat the cake, or they go, they stare at the cake, you know, like an adult sort of learn to hide stuff. Which is good and bad. And so, a clown is often a more kind of, what's the word? Not exactly raw, a kind of part of your humanity, but just like more exposed in a way. I think it's there's a real generosity because the clown like shares who they are. So I'm not sort of big on the more sort of like Gaultier and Lecoq practice. That's a more like patriarchal French practice. I'm more into the like, what does it mean here? Like someone who's just happy to play and be big and to, it's a weird thing because you're sort of yourself and you're not yourself when you're in clown.
Yeah. And I've seen Tom do some clown acting before, and it is exactly what you say. It's sort of not what you think it's going to be, but it is that kind of immediacy, maybe, is like a word for it, where you kind of, you know what's happening because the actor is doing it with their whole body, kind of, or their whole personhood.
Yeah. That's really true. I think the whole involvement of the body, like it can be a very physical form in that way. And I think, sometimes like acting or theatre can be more like in an artificial world.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that in a bad way, but in a constructed sort of naturalistic world. But the clown, I think, really works with who they are. So there can be a real authenticity to it. Like, that's what I love about working with Tom, is he really, well, we all are bringing our own questions as makers into this. You know, we're not trying to make a show about something. We're trying to, like, grapple with our own difficulties in dealing here and trying to learn as we work through this material. And that's what he brings very generously.
So who would you say this walking tour is good for? Is it family friendly? Who would you sort of recommend people bring along with them to the tour?
Yeah, I think that sort of secondary age school would be fine with it. It is a good hour of walking. Like, it's a great way to get your, you know, steps in for the day.
And we get those sweat glands pumping in the summer heat.
Definitely. So if you're up for a walk, if you want to come through the America's Cup Village, which is a really cool thing for us that we're sighted in and through the village, and there's all that buzz, a lot of big flags up there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of competition about who's got the biggest flag up there. So it's sort of like the empire is alive and well, which is great for our show.
Yeah.
So it's through there. Yeah, I reckon anyone who would like to have a bit more of a think and a go through this conversation with us. I mean, we have... you know, in working with Bonnie, we're like, our target audience is more for Pākehā audiences, but we also, I think it's, if anyone's interested in these conversations and how we relate around these conversations, I think they would really enjoy it.
So this is all part of Fringe Town, which is happening at the moment, the Auckland Fringe. And if people want to get tickets, that's the place to go. When does it all kick off?
We start on Sunday, which was actually the day that James Cook was killed. Valentine's Day.
Great Valentine's Day. If you're wondering if your partner is maybe more racist than you think, this will be a really good way to have those conversations.
Bring it out into the open. Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we're Monday, Tuesday off, but we're through Wednesday through Sunday. And we're daytime. It's 10:30 and 1. So it's a nice sort of, day activity.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Joe and Jessie, for coming in this morning and talking to us about Cook. Thanks again. People can find out more online, and we'll put all the links up in the podcast as well afterwards, so you can find it all there. We're going to play Darts, who is a band from Pōneke as well. They've got a great track, which they wrote when they were travelling to Gisborne last year during the 250 commemoration sort of year of Captain Cook. And it's called One Out's Captain Cook. It's kind of sweary, so if you've got small people in the car, maybe tune out for 1:33. But if you can handle a little bit of swearing, it's a pretty good tune. Thanks both so much.
Thanks for having us.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.